Park City planning staff, planning commission, and city council have spent at least the last year planning for a multi-million dollar library renovation. The final city council meeting of last year brought uncertainty about whether that renovation would go forward. The city has spent some $300,000 on the planning and design of a 21st century library. However, Budwinski says all along the council has been split on whether renovating an historic building is the most efficient way of getting that new library.
Originally, I was a strong proponent of building a new building, and I still am. But two other council members came up with the idea that as the expense of renovating the Carl Winther School kept going up, we really don't know what kind of problems or issues we'll run into when rehabilitating a building.
The notion of upgrading an historic building to a 21st century library will require much more energy and other resources, Budwinski says. He feels it may be better and ultimately cost less to build an entirely new building.
Carl Winther School has challenges to remain a green building, and several council members are very committed to a program where we lead the way on some green initiatives. If we're asking developers to build green buildings, we should be doing it ourselves. So I think that was a couple of the reasons why it just seemed like a good idea that as the train began to go down the tracks, we just put on the brakes, take a look, ask staff to look at the feasibility of it. There are, you know, location questions, wanting to keep it somewhere in that area, it being the library in a new building. The old Santee building could be possibly repurposed as a senior center.
Another question left open as Budwinski departs the city council is what will happen with the Treasure Hill project. He says regarding that settlement, the 1.2 million square feet of concern is not what was approved. Only an ambiguous 418,000 square feet were truly part of the so-called development agreement.
People keep throwing out this million square foot potential project, which is never going to happen. I mean, that's just unrealistic. It's the same soundbite that keeps coming around. You know, unless the entire town goes berserk, nothing like that would ever happen. The approval, to the extent there is an approval, is so poorly written that it's open to a lot of interpretation of its ambiguities. So, yes, 418,000 square feet is the number, and for whatever reason, I think as a lot of developers might do, the Sweeneys went in with a plan that was so huge, it inevitably would have to be negotiated down. You know, it definitely got raised people's interest in what might happen up there.
Budwinski says the hope is still that most of the density of Treasure can be transferred out, and what ends up getting built on the hillside above Old Town will only enhance it.
So, yes, 418 is the notional number, but there was never any discussion of, in quotes, back of house. So that's kind of where it is now. The hope is that some or most of the density can be transferred to a different area in town. We've, part of the accomplishments of this council, we approved a TDR ordinance, which will facilitate that. So, I mean, there's some exciting opportunities to be able to create a project that actually improves Main Street. I mean, one of the things that I've always thought would be a great idea, that would be a small boutique hotel and a lift that's better than the town lift to connect Main Street to the resort.
That's outgoing Park City Council member Alex Budwinski. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.